Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people.
Uh-huh.
I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
Scuba, scuba. I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
Hell of a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Big news. I found out that we might be okay on the yak hair. It's not actual genuine yak hair from a yak. It's actually hair that someone had spewed in and it accidentally got it in their hair. So it's... You know, it's
what?
Yeah, it's like spew.
What?
It's yak, like yak. It's not like the animal yak. It's like
that was a long
puke.
Way to go for that joke.
That was a joke.
That was a long way to go.
That wasn't a joke. That was just trying to make it more feasible to keep it under budget. You know, and by the way, Jared
makes
from
no sense.
Next dive is going to join us now or two. And I don't know how he feels about this. I didn't really bounce this off of him before I put it out there.
Is
so
he manufacturing them?
Well, I are
you
was
partnering
gonna,
with them?
Well, I'm hoping.
Well, you're going about this all backwards.
I may have
advertised first, then yeah. Put it together.
Right. Yeah. But look, it's
ass backwards.
We don't got to worry about PETA getting upset about us stealing yak hair from the sack of yaks in the mountains of Switzerland, according to Jerry, the diver guy. So it's just you know, dirty hair. It could be human hair, I guess. I don't know.
Why don't you just trim your goatee once a month and then donate it for another regulator?
Don't be ridiculous, Barry.
Then it would be, you know, it would be
real Greg hair.
Regulator. Ugh. Yeah, real
Greg. I don't
Greg
want that
hair.
Anywhere near my mouth.
Well, that might be that might be the special
just
edition.
Just think how you could spread your DNA
you could get
around
like
the world.
The
spread my DNA around the world. Yes, there you go.
Just like Vinny.
Like Genghis Khan.
Okay.
Just like Mucus Man.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
He's a superhero.
Yeah.
Well, you know that Genghis Khan has his
Genghis
DNA.
I don't know
is
him.
That where they get the game Jenga from?
Yeah, I think
true.
So.
It's true.
It's true.
Look it up.
Okay. See, you know, Vinny is a man of the world, so he knows things. He does.
Genghis is the son of
Genghis.
You can check that out. Genghis Khan.
Oh, whatever.
And many should
losing control, but I love it. I love it so much. Now, Brittany.
When Genghis met.
Okay, that's enough. Just stop it already. For jeez. All right. So, Brittany, the Uncle Gypsy, is with us. And I know I did talk to her before the show. I mentioned this, you know, new unveiling of the Gregulator to her last night, and she was ecstatic. And she's like, sign me up. I want the first edition. Would you sign it for me? That kind of thing. Right,
what?
Brittany?
She was drunk that night.
She might have been.
I don't think so, but I'm pretty sure I referred to it as the Gagulator.
Yeah.
No. That was an idea that was thrown out there last week that, it got pushed to the side.
If
like,
you lick
that's too
the
far.
Hair first, then it becomes a Gagulator.
Well, we couldn't source the sausage
right.
cheaply enough
yeah.
to make a profit.
Yeah. And, I mean.
From Dickory Farm.
I mean, last week we were kind of making the sausage, as they say in the biz, when it comes to development.
You and CJ together?
Grinding it out.
Okay. No, but Brittany, you would use a Gregulator, wouldn't you? If I gave you one or sold it to you at $109.99, yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's... And would I recommend it to my students? No.
No.
Okay. She didn't say. Well, she did say no, didn't she?
It was a hard no. It was hard.
I was thinking there was an opening there.
It was an immediate hard no.
Maybe like well.
Listen, Greg.
I mean, if you read between the lines of what she's saying,
she wants one bad.
Yes, exactly.
She wants it bad.
Okay.
There were no lines, Greg. It was just a no.
She wants it bad. Got it.
Uh huh.
She would like to have one, but she doesn't. She wants it.
She wants it.
Gratis.
She doesn't want it. She needs
it. Where are you going? You're not going.
She doesn't.
She wants it gratis. He said,
"I use that
freebie. She wants a free. If I gave it to her for free, she would take it." Is what you're saying?
No, you've tried to
we'll
get me.
We'll take it so I can. You can give it to me because he's not going to give me one.
What
right?
if we shave the
Why
yak hair?
Why would you want a Gregulator?
Gregulator could be famous. Someday.
You want to take a Gregulator and stick it in your mouth and suck it, don't you, Vinny?
That's what Vinny wants to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, yeah, I do. You know why? You know why?
Why?
He likes the yak hair.
The main thing about this regulator, I don't know if you guys noticed it, it's got a flavored mouthpiece. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
You know how many complaints I got when I was working about untasty mouthpieces?
Yeah.
That's black licorice. What?
Is it Greg flavored?
Yeah. What does the regulator taste like? I forget.
It's ice cream.
Ice cream. That's right. Chocolate? What flavor?
I don't know.
It was chocolate.
Didn't say.
Maybe we'll have different flavors. What is your favorite?
Bigfoot was asking about fudge.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. What would be your flavor you'd prefer, Benny, if you had a choice?
Well, I like strawberry
runny eggs.
Tootsie Pop. So, I mean, cherry Tootsie Pop flavor.
A cherry Tootsie Pop. Okay.
Yeah, that's I like Tootsie Pop. Cream cherry flavor. Tootsie Pop.
All right. Well, to each his own. And you know, I think it's very doable.
So funny.
I mean, we'll just
How
go.
How many licks does it take to get to the center, Vinny?
Right now, we're working on blue cheese.
That is funny.
Yeah. Right. That's hilarious. Yeah. That's
I bought it. I couldn't let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
Once
okay.
the flavor wears off, it's time to go to the surface.
Yeah.
I prefer it as one of the best candies ever. Good old corn syrup.
Okay. What? All right. I don't know what the hell's happening right now. I really don't.
You've lost control.
Thank
They're
God.
Answering your question.
Well, I guess. But I mean, you guys got to keep this in reasonable terms of how we, you know, produce this new piece
Did you
of gear.
Decide on a color
Talking
for your regulator?
Regulator. How reasonable do you want us to be?
It's first off, the color Barry brings up, it'd be red and yak hair white.
Be funny.
Okay.
Be funny.
What? Excuse me?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. So,
you know what would really sell if you had a drunken Santa?
Yeah, like a Christmas version.
It tastes like candy canes.
No, it tastes like
ass.
Yeah. Urine and puke, like what
booze.
He smells like, passed
well,
out in front of the studio
process,
during the holidays.
Greg,
say it again, Casey.
Part of the production process, you could just drag it through the underwater grotto at down in my, you know,
Captain Waltz.
Okay,
That's a
Greg,
terrible idea.
Walt has a suggestion.
Yes,
a tankerator.
The Tankerator. So,
yeah,
that's not a bad idea either. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
You got to get that out there. Yeah, I mean, this could open up an entire line of gear that people will never, ever want. That's just what we do on Scuba Radio. We got more of it next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.